Why is it so essential for them to always give us the essays with such little time to spare? I know, right? I mean, I thought this was meant to be a time for us, like, cutting loose and doing parties and stuff. And, no? Okay. No, this is apparently time for us to study. I mean, it's English Lit, you know. We could have chosen much worse in terms of that, I suppose. Still, you know. They could cut... I'm just saying they could cut back. An essay every 3 weeks instead of the usual rate? That would give us enough time to, you know... I mean, get off our balls on drugs was not the words I was going to use, but, yeah, that is an option. But hey, you know, this is one of the advantages of you coming over to the UK to study. We do only have to study the one bloody topic. And, you know, it's English Lit, so it's good, you're right, it's good. Should we do this? Should we freaking do this? Okay. Helena, Helena, Helena. This is... You sure Midsummer's what you want to do, okay? No, it's fine. No, we've already made plenty of progress on my extremely light-hearted look at King Lear. Such a jolly play, that, isn't it? Okay. All right. Let's look into Helena's monologue here at 1 Scene 1. It's... Yeah. Exactly. It's like one of his most heartfelt sort of unrequited love speeches in the whole thing, really, isn't it? In everything he's written, I guess. Yeah, he's mad for Demetrius and Demetrius is for Hermia. Oh, I mean, we've all been there. I mean, I have. I don't know about you, but yeah. Yeah. That's it's hard to believe. I would have thought that, you know, well, you and your partner have been together for so long. You're the it couple. He was doing what with how many girls? Wow. And you all found out at once. I'm just amazed he's still alive, really. Or, you know, still has his todger intact. I would have cut it off. Certainly. Or, goodness me. What a massive cunt. I mean, yes, I always thought he was a twat, but that was for different reasons. That wasn't really... I mean, to be honest, it wasn't really backed up by any kind of evidence. I just got that... Helena. Here we are. How happy some or other some can be. Through Athens I am thought as fair as she. But what of that? Demetrius thinks not so. He will not know what all but he do know. And as he errs doting on Hermia's eyes, so I admiring of his qualities. Things base and vile, holding no quantity. Love can transpose to form and dignity. Love looks not with the eyes but with the mind. And therefore is winged Cupid painted blind. She's really smart, isn't she? I mean, you know, she's not a fool. She's not like the shepherdess girl in As You Like It. Yeah, her. You know, she's genuinely intelligent, but doesn't... But yeah, you know, that doesn't see the mad codependency of it all, really, isn't it? That's the thing, isn't it? With with unrequited love. I mean, you might, if you're not going to tell the person, then what are you doing? You know, that's what they say, isn't it? Otherwise you just get lost in a mess. What was I talking about? Yeah, sorry, we're working on your essay. I mean, it's a pretty toxic play when it comes down to it, isn't it? I mean, you know, you've got these people pining for each other, and Oberon, who is one of the most manipulative wankers in the whole of Shakespeare, really, isn't he? He comes along and says, first, I'm going to piss off my wife because fuck her, and then while we're at it, let's sort these mortals out. You know, she's gonna love him and he's gonna love her, and it's all gonna work out together, so go sort that. And then it all goes to shit, obviously, but then apparently that it all works out well in the end because of a love potion, and that's not good. That is essentially, well, it's date rape, really, isn't it, in a way? I mean, that would be a really good title for an essay. Actually, yeah, you'd certainly get their attention. I'm not sure that's really what you're going for, is it? I thought it was meant to be like a study of Helena as the unrequited heroine, but... No, I mean, talk to Dr. Creasy. I mean, you know what he's like. He loves it when people go outside the box. He'd probably go for it. Totally. What fools these mortals be, eh? I'm just thinking. That's Puck's line, isn't it? About us all, doting on people that we can't be with and messing up our lives. What a strange way to live. I love you. That wasn't the right opening gambit, was it? I should have said, I like you. That's what I should have gone with, because going straight to the other one, that's a bit forward. Can we pretend I said the first one? It just kind of blurted out, didn't it? I've wanted to say things for a very long time, but you and he, and then and then me only finding out now, and then also just like, I mean, you know, we're good friends, and you know you don't want to spoil the friendship. that's a good point. Yes, okay, fine. Point taken. If someone's actually your friend, then it wouldn't spoil the friendship, would it? No. No, you're right. Embarrassed and nervous as fuck, but a little lighter, I guess, is how I'm feeling. Why are you smiling like that? Now, I'm not sure it's wise to say that, because you're in an emotional and vulnerable place right now, and you've just rebounded from I don't know, it was sort of turning into a drum beat there, wasn't it? From chip. I can't beatbox. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. I've told you I love you, and now I'm beatboxing. This is me. Are you sure you really want to say that to this? Yes, really? Really? Before you found out? You knew it was over because you... I mean, yeah, you did tell me once that he thought that, Hamlet was a, pork barbecue joint on the high street, yeah, it's true. But still, you know, I mean, that doesn't take... shut up. I can do shutting up. I'm very good at shutting up, in fact. I'm quite amazing at knowing how to shut up when someone's telling me to shut up, which is why I'm... Yes, that's why I'm still talking, because I'm... Okay, that works. Does this mean that we're... shut up, okay. Maybe I should have said something, yes. But you didn't say anything either. It was, I mean, I imagine it was more awkward. No, I'm not accusing anybody. I'm glad you're laughing. Yes. Yes. What fools these mortals be.